Soaker Services.
Hi, this is Jada with Emergency Roadside. I was calling for Miss Yvette Rizzo,
Yvette,
excuse me.
yes.
Yes, we were trying to give you an update on the ticket. We're still working to try and get a provider out, but the one provider we did find, he did say give him about a 75-minute ETA, and there was an out-of-pocket cost because the policy only covers $50, and so the out-of-pocket cost would be $47.50.
Wait, you said give him how long?
75 minutes, so about an hour, and he's coming from, I do apologize, give me one moment, I can pull it back up. Yeah, he was actually having to come from a Harlingen, Texas. The providers that were going by, they're contracted with the insurance, and so the closer ones were the ones that weren't taking the call or answering the phone.
Okay, and how about this? Does he have to be there? Like, I mean, because an hour and a half.
He doesn't have to be there. So if you want to be put in as an unattended tow, then I can just change the ticket up for you. That's not a problem. And we can let the driver know. So he can still take the call. And, of course, we'll just let him know that nobody will be there.
Okay, I just want to make sure that if he does leave, that they are going to tow it. I don't want to just
That's not a problem. That's something that we can put in. It's an unattended tow.
Okay, well, can you just give me give me a few seconds, and then let me, I'm going to put you on a quick hold, okay? I'm going to call him.
That's fine. Let's see.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I guess we can change that.
Okay. So give me one second. Okay. So really quick, we do have to have you agree and waive liability for the vehicle being left unattended. So if there's anything that happens to the vehicle before the driver gets there, emergency roadside, and that driver is not held liable.
I mean, yes, of course, but I mean, just so you know, it is on the road. I want to make that clear that it is on the main road in the right lane. I mean, that's where it happened.
So if the vehicle is in the lane, then he will need to call the police because he's blocking traffic. So it's in the road in a right lane, then he needs
Yes.
to call the police.
Oh my God. So then you guys are not going to go.
They can, if anything, the problem is if he's in the road and the tow truck gets there, they're going to have to make sure that traffic is not flowing or going towards them while he's trying to get the vehicle out there. So if he gets there and he's in the road, then they're probably not even going to do the tow.
Okay. So what do we need to do? What do I need to do here? I need to get this car picked up, but do I have to call the police department and have them go block it off for him?
Yes, is it possible to see if he can, if you're able to have him call them? Because if anything, the ticket's already set up, we can dispatch them out. But the problem is, some providers are not necessarily okay with how the vehicle is located. So if it's in the road and traffic is coming and he's blocking an entire lane, they probably won't do the tow. That's usually something where we call have you all call the police, and the police will get someone to come out there and tell you all.
Okay, let me do that then. Let me cancel this for right now. I will call you back if I need to.
Okay. Well, the ticket will still be in the system, and I won't completely close it out then. So when you call back in, just give them your phone number, the 703 number, and they can pull the ticket back up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.